Hello and welcome. In this episode, we will be looking at some practical uses for modal interchange. First of all, what is it? This is a technique that consists in temporarily borrowing chords from a parallel tonality or mode that shares the same root without abandoning the established key. Using this technique is a great way of adding color and variety to chord progressions. You can look at it as a way of working with temporary modulations that introduce chromaticism from parallel tonalities to the tonic center you are working on. And once we have established the tonal or modal centers that we will be using, we will know which chord and pitches are available to us and use those. Mind you that if any of these concepts sound unfamiliar to you, check out the links in the description that will take you to the appropriate blog entry. And with no further ado, here is a melody in F Mixolydian from the B-flat major key center and with borrowed chords from F Aeolian in the key center of A-flat major. You can also start with a melody that uses pitches from the keys you choose to use for modal interchange. Automatically, you may be defining the places where the borrowed chords will be used. Here is an example. First the melody, and then with the chords. Notice how you could already tell where the borrowed chords would come in. But remember that as long as the borrowed chord accommodates the melodic gesture, you don't necessarily need to change the notes in the melody. In this example, you will hear that the melody stays in the same key in C Dorian while I'm using borrowed chords. Although the most commonly used borrowed chords originate from the major and or minor parallel modes, like C major and C minor, including their respective harmonic and melodic minor, as well as the symmetrical scale sharing the same root, there is no reason to limit yourself to these, since the premise is that modal interchange can occur with any mode that shares the same root, for instance, E Dorian and E major. Another thing to consider with borrowed chords is to use them as passage or link between two diatonic chords. In this case, we will be using an A flat major chord from the parallel key of C minor as a passage between F major and G major chords from the C major tonality. One parallel mode to another may be accomplished by directly introducing the borrowed chord in the chord progression, by using common pitches shared between the respective parallel modes, and using chord transformation to smooth the process of modal interchange. In sum, modal interchange chords can be used in different ways, such as adding color by introducing chromaticism in their harmony and/or melody, as a tool for reharmonization, as pivot chords for modulation, or as a link between two diatonic chords. Remember that when using this technique, it is important to make sure that the original key is clearly established before and after using borrowed chords, since we are working with temporary modulations. You can use the thought process and materials involved in the modal interchange approach to make definite modulations, although technically it is no longer modal interchange per se, you are only modulating to a different key. I hope that this technique opens up other harmonic and melodic possibilities for you to explore in your music. Experiment with it and find your own ways of using this technique. It's all for now, and I'll see you on the next episode. Happy composing!